What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being thorough and wise doing it. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby? Living your best life, you know, doing what it is that you do. Come on, man. Y'all already know. Because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. He loves all of us. And he woke us up and he started us on our way. He got us out here living our best life. Yes, do what it is that we do, that we do, that we do. Because we're up and we got another day to breathe, you know. Because our life ain't finished yet. Now, what's the second reason why I tell you that I know that you were out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Come on. I know y'all know this one. Say it with me. You ready on three? One, two, three. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all already know I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. You got to be thorough. And you definitely got to be wise if you are out here listening to me. Now, there is one more thing that I tell y'all. Okay. I tell y'all before I go ahead and I start putting out them pieces for you, baby. The third thing that I tell y'all is I gotta give a shout out to my haters, right? And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on. You ready? Let me tell you. All right, I'm gonna tell you on three. One, two, three. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Oh my gosh. Now, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, baby, and you're trying to figure out, hold on, wait a minute, what's going on with this girl, Jay, Jill, you know, Roddy V, you know, all that. Shout out to the song that's coming up, you know, because I got a song that I've been working on and got my name in it. But, you know, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, you're like, wait a minute, why she just give a shout out to her haters, you know? Well, listen, let me explain it to you. I give a shout out to my haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, all those people that want to be nosy, those people who just, you know, they don't know what's going on, but they just, you know, listening to get the tea. You got to give a shout out to them, right? Because a lot of times when they got stuff like that going on, it's like they in the dark, all right? Now listen, pay attention to this, right? When you in the dark in your room, I'm give you a quick scenario, right? You in your room, let's just say you knocked out, you sleeping. I'm talking about that good sleep. You know, you pass rep sleep and everything. You like this. You like that, okay? And somebody come in, right, and they hit that light switch like, pow! You know, and it kind of like startles you and it wakes you up. You like, what the heck? What's going on? Right? See, what happens is that when you in the light and you shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. You're shining bright like a diamond. Like me, you know. Live my best life doing this that I do, baby. You know. And you got some, you know, disturbance that just happens, right? When you're in the dark, the light basically like wakes you up. Okay, so I basically gotta say hi, haters, cause y'all need this to work too. You need the light. You need the light to shine bright like a diamond. You need something to wake you up. And this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. So what's happening is with me right now, you know, a lot of people are coming around, you know, because, you know, I'm out here, I'm living my best life, but I'm coming up out of something too. Okay, so what I'm coming up out of is, you know, child, I got leaky gut. But we're going to say a head, you know, because God bringing me up out of it. Well, you know, he healed me. Healing is a process. So I couldn't eat, y'all, for like a month and a half. And I was doing all this bodybuilding and stuff, you know, for like 6 months straight. We talking about, I created a fitness program called the 400. You know, I did 400 lower body movements, 400 upper body moves, 400 ab moves. I was doing 100 push-ups a day. Body was like, clap, 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 okay? Just, you know, living everything, you know, fitness program was popping. Okay, Just a Touch of J cannabis line was popping. Created 4 strains, did all that type of stuff. Came out with my own cannabis paper. You know, for people who need, you know, help. You know, the medical use and all of that. Also, Mega Love V's Kitchen, my food thing. You know, it's where I do my food thing. That was popping. You know, music. I was doing music. Music was popping. You know, I was just out here just, oh my God, just living my best life. The Lord, me and the Lord was spending so much time together. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was just like, yes, you know. And then November 1st, boom, something happened to me. You know, my body started attacking itself. Yeah, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. I had developed leaky gut. And you might be like, how the heck you developed that, child? Look, I don't know. What happened is all my good bacteria, I had an infection that was inside of my colon, my intestines. And it created bad bacteria because I was on a series of antibiotics. Okay, and I was on a series of antibiotics because, you know, I was getting my teeth done, getting veneers on my teeth, and I was getting teeth removed. And I was getting, you know, getting treatments on my skin, and you know, I was just like on antibiotics and stuff, and I wasn't thinking nothing about it. But what it did was it destroyed all my good bacteria, and then it created a bad bacteria because my good bacteria couldn't, you know, fight it off. And it's Just a Touch of J, baby. I didn't know nothing about them pieces. I just knew that through the year, like, I started to feel like I couldn't eat certain things, and it was kind of weird. But you know, I didn't know what was going on with those pieces. So anyway, what happens is, fast forward, is that I couldn't eat for like a month and a half. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I make love in V's Kitchen. Y'all know I love to eat. Okay, lobster, shrimp, all that type of stuff. But these things that I was eating were creating histamine in my body. And then since I didn't have the good bacteria to fight it off. Oh my gosh, I hope y'all getting this. I didn't have that good bacteria to fight it off. All these things started happening. Right? My body started getting all dark. Like some of y'all that's out there that, you know, the haters and stuff like that. You in that dark. Okay, yeah, so the light, you know, God had to let me go ahead and go through some things, you know, so the light should start shining bright like a diamond, you know, again, and I had to heal, and I had to do all this stuff, but so much stuff had happened with these pieces, okay, like weight loss majorly took all of my body fat, because my body went into starvation mode, all my muscle is gone. Child, butt look like a flat, like an old lady pancake. Child, listen. Flat like a pancake, like an old lady butt. Like, seriously, like, don't got nothing that I had. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you just don't got nothing that you had. But anyway, back to the light. So, now that I'm healing, God's put me out there in pieces for him, baby. Because it was even like an issue where, y'all, it felt like things was crawling on me for hours. And it still feels like that when the histamine releases sometimes. But it's never hours. Just, you know, a few minutes. You know, I could feel it like release. But it's like it's pins and needles. But it feels like it's all over your body at times. You know? So, you know, it was like devastating to me. So what happens is God, you know, he started putting me out there. He like, share your testimony, share your story. So, you know, some people are coming over, they looking like this. They like this. Hold on, is that my girl over there shining on him again? Is that my girl over there shining on? What's going on with Jay? You know, she lost all this weight. I heard something happened to her. You know, I don't know what's going on. So you got people who are disbelievers, naysayers, haters, you know, people who love me. You got all type of people, you know, they coming on, they try to figure out what's going on with these pieces. But some of them are in the dark. And since God got me shining light bright like a diamond for him, you know, they got to get these pieces. I can't, you know, be mean to them. I got to say hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Because this is what God's word says. He said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Right? So, you know, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. You know, your cup's going to run over.
you're going to start getting blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. And that's what's happening. Child, $800 one day, $600 another day, $400 another day. Friends, people coming out of Woodsburg's like, look, I got you. You know, I just need you to get better. I love you. I'm like, daggone, I didn't even know you like me like that. You know, this is just a touch of that. But God, you know, he said, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup going to run over. I got you. So as all of this is happening, okay, like I said, people start coming over. And it might be happening to you. So what I want you to say is, hi, haters. Because y'all need this work too. Yes, they need this work too. God is like baiting them. You know, it's like, you know, going fishing and you put the little bait out there for the fish. You know? And then they go ahead and they start messing with the bait a little bit because they in the dark and the light's kind of like disturbing them. They like, wait a minute, what's that? What's going on? You know, and they wind up getting blessed by the message. All right? So I always say hi to your haters, all right? Because they need this work too. Now, I want to throw a plug out there real quick. Make sure y'all go ahead and check out that Haters Passion Drink. This is Just a Touch of J. It's on the Just a Touch of J app. Yeah, my mobile app. Please. It's for free. Download it. Updated version is out there. Okay, go ahead. Check out that drink. It's also on. My name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Have y'all been checking that out? For those of y'all who have Instagram, now I know y'all listen to me, and some of y'all just listen to my podcast. You know, it's K's and thousands. Y'all, it's a lot of y'all out here listening to me. Shout out to you, God, for creating that platform. But look, some of y'all like to go over on Instagram and look, and some of y'all like Facebook. You know, I got 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks. You know, I'm on Twitter, Tumblr, you know, Linktree, LinkedIn, you know, all my Linktrees in my Bible. Just Google, in my bio, just Google me. Okay, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I just try to put it out there, peace for you, whatever way you can get it. But when I post these posts, they shoot out to all of my social media networks, okay? So I always basically started off with, have y'all been going over to My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram? Because that's where they all go at first, okay? Then they shoot out everywhere else. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I've been putting things out there in pieces for you. Just a little stuff, you know, just little things, you know, like a couple videos of me and my transition, you know, how I was looking, you know, how I went from looking like this to looking like that to now looking a little better. Yeah, y'all, temple was all sucked in, still is a little bit. You know, when you lose like 35, 40 pounds, child, this is just a touch of J. Okay, that's a lot on the body when your immune system starts attacking itself, because that's what leaky gut is. It's when your intestines aren't correct. The permeability is off. So all these things that you eat leak through it. And your body starts doing this immune system defense like, no, foreign substance. No, we got to fight it off. And it's been a lot of pieces that, you know, I've been putting out there for y'all. So y'all make sure y'all check out My Name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram or Facebook. Whatever it is that you want to see, just type in Just a Touch of J on all your social media stuff. And you're going to get all those pieces. All right. So check it out, because I'm healing and it's amazing. I'm on my last few days of, it's about a week of my antibiotics, and then we're going to do some other stuff. Okay. And it's doing good. Like, yo, I can eat now without taking like antihistamines and stuff. Child, I was living off of them. Lord have mercy. And this new product, shout out to Utoxin Prevent. Okay. They got this colostrum and it's healing me and it's helping my immune system and everything. My hair came back, child. My hair had fell out and everything, y'all. I'm talking about, I was damn near on my deathbed. God save me. You know, he already knew it was going to happen because he had prepared me for it. Yeah, but that's another story. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put it out there, please, for you, okay? But, you know, just check it out, all right? That's all. My name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram and everywhere else that it shoots out to. Just type in Just a Touch of J, okay? Now, and J is the letter J, okay? One word. Now, listen. Have y'all been going over to Making Love V's Kitchen, baby? Okay. Now, look, I ain't been doing that, no Making Love V's Kitchen, but I have been making love in V's Kitchen. Okay. Like, literally, like making love in the kitchen. Like, I've been doing it, and y'all know what happened when I start making love in V's Kitchen. Oh, my God. Like, just different recipes and stuff I've been coming up with. Oh, my God. So thorough and so wise. So, look, I made this pear coconut, like a cake type of thing. Now, look, I can't do no sugar, nothing. It's real simple. It's just all I do is coconut okay, flour with water, and I take a pear, and I take the pear, and I just smash the pear up, and you know, and I put it in the pan, and it works, okay, it works for me, and I can't do sugar or nothing like that, because I have a, they found mold in my house, okay, and I got a brand new home, okay, but sometimes it gets in the air conditioning systems and all that, so what happened is that that's what was causing a lot of this too. Yeah, y'all, this just a touch day. This stuff getting deep. You know, but if you want to know about it, I did do 21 days of podcasting, okay? Where I told y'all my whole story and my whole journey and everything. So you better check out them pieces. They on Just a Touch of J app for free, you know? And then, you know, over 30 different streaming networks, iHeartRadio, Pandora, everywhere, iTunes, you know, Google Play, whatever you want to do it, child. This is Just a Touch of J. I'm just trying to put that out there, piece for you. So let me get back to this food. So, been doing that, and then I ate steak, yo. Oh my gosh, I ain't had meat in like years, y'all, because I did that whole vegan thing, but God, like, look, you need this. So I was like a little nervous, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know if I can make love in these kitchen with this steak thing, you know, I'm scared, you know, I'm nervous, but God don't give you the spirit of fear. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm just like, God said, do it like you do your turkey, because I've been eating ground turkey, I've been eating, well, I start off with eating ground turkey, but ground turkey is high in histamine, because they grind it up, it's too much process, so you gotta be careful. So I started eating like turkey thighs, turkey legs. I do good with turkey breasts, you know, it's a little funny, you know, sometimes I can eat it or whatever, but it just, it don't do me all that right, and turkey wings don't really do me all that right. But look, I'm just trying to just touch you, I'm just trying to put out there in peace for you. So I did the steak, and God said do it like you do, you know, the thighs, and it turned out to be good. Yeah, it turned out to be good. I had it for 2 days straight, 8 ounces. Yeah, and I digested it good. I didn't have no histamine issues or no nothing, child. This is just a touch day. I felt good. Now, look, I'm going to tell y'all something else because it has to do with food. I started doing olive oil. Okay, now look, I couldn't do no oils because the oils, they get your gut, child, just tear you up. So yesterday I did 3 big tablespoonfuls of olive oil, and I did some today. Child, I did it this morning and I felt it. You know, I still feel it now. It's like sharp little like pins and needles, but I'm dealing with it. You know, like, look, it ain't bad. Not when you had something crawling, feel like it's crawling on you for 8 hours, child. A couple little bit, a few minutes, maybe like a half hour or hour, that ain't nothing. I could deal with them pieces. So I'm dealing with it because it heals like the gut and the bacteria and stuff. So, you know, my mom was like, I need you to drink this. You're going to have to drink this olive oil. So, you know, God said, let's see your mom. So I'm doing the olive oil, and y'all pray for me with them pieces. Okay. Cause that's part of the Make a Love and V's kitchen thing. I don't cook with the olive oil. I just drink it. And then you pour it over your food. That's the way you're supposed to be actually using olive oil. Okay, you could cook with it too, but it just changes. And always use the unfiltered extra virgin olive oil. Okay, that other stuff ain't real. And it's just a touch of day. That was Make a Love Beast Kitchen. I just want to put a couple things out there in pieces for you, baby. So eventually I'll be able to make pancakes and things like that with pears and stuff, you know, and we're moving along, and I love it. And I only have a few foods that I can kind of like ingest, but I'm doing good. And guess what? Yesterday, y'all, I ate like over 3,000 calories, y'all. I was eating like 50 to 25 a day. This is just a touch of day. When y'all see me, y'all gonna be like, look at her gaining her weight back. Oh my God, I love it. So we gonna skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can do what it is that I do, baby. And we gotta talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Yeah, J's Fit. Now look, I told y'all I was gonna be working out, right? Did I work out? No, I'm so sorry, I didn't. You know, because I just really wanted to relax. When I found out I had that mold in my house, I was devastated. Like, you know what? I can't be up in here with this. Like, this is what's causing me all these issues and stuff. Child, I don't even want to think about what's up in my system. I gotta get that test and the mycotoxins test. But we are talking about J's Fit because that has to do with your fitness and your health. Y'all, make sure y'all healthy out here. Please take your vitamins and all that type of stuff, because this can happen to anybody. This ain't just me. It wasn't like I was out here eating bad and nothing. I was working out, living my best life, running 8 miles a day. Well, 4 to 8 miles, but I was walking at least 4 and running the other 4 if I needed to, working out, you know, taking vitamins and all that. Sometimes these things happen and you don't even know that they happen to you. So was I working out? No, but I promise you, I got all my weights and stuff at the hotel, because I'm in a hotel though. I can't even be at the house, child. This is just a touch of J, baby. These pieces is just getting crazier and crazier, but I'm going to keep y'all updated, okay? And I'm going to tell y'all why in a moment. Now, let's talk about Jay's fit. So I got some new stuff coming out for y'all. Okay, now look. I know I should be really relaxed and not doing too much work, but look, I got some TRX bands coming out for y'all. Yes, child, it's just a touch of day. My own TRX bands. Oh my God. More fitness apparel for you ladies. And if you already want to look at some of the fitness stuff that I got going on, check out my link tree in my bio. And then also, it's in all my bios. Google Just a Touch of Jay's Fit. And shout out to y'all who already brought it. I love you. Danielle, I got your new one coming because the other one was too small for her. So I got that coming for you. What else? The guy stuff called Taylor's Fit. Yes, Taylor Fit to you, baby. That's coming out too. Underwear, you know, bathing suits, all type of stuff, y'all. This is just a touch of day. The exercise adjustable bands. I wanted to switch them up a little bit for y'all. So I switched them up. But we're working on a lot of stuff, okay? And shout out to my man Kevin up in Japan. Yeah, he up there doing what it is that he does for me. Oh my gosh, he's so thorough. He be working on my stuff. Oh man, he doing what he got to do. I'm talking about, yo, he hit me back right away like, yes, Miss Harris. Okay, I'll be like, Zach, what are you, like, sleep with your phone? He don't be playing. Shout out to you, Kevin. Thanks. I love you. And it's Just Touch J, baby. I want to put that out there, piece for y'all. So we're going to skip over to Just Touch J app, okay? I know I got a lot of different pieces for y'all, but I got a word too, okay? You know I got a story to tell like Biggie. But let's talk about Just Touch J app. So the Improve app is now available in the App Store. We are at 4.0 version. A lot of y'all wasn't getting notifications and stuff like that. If you have the app, please update it, okay? It's real simple and easy, boop, boop. And then you'll get everything that you need to get. And this is why you need to update it. Child, I got pieces for y'all. So I'm going to be doing a Sunday segment, okay, where I'm going to take whatever the pastor says and I'm going to put it out there, pieces for y'all, so y'all get that good word, okay? Then we got Mondays. Hold on. Let me go to the pieces for y'all because I want to make sure I tell y'all what they really are. I don't want to mess y'all up and that like that. It's just touching. I got to keep it together. Hold on. Let me get to it. Let's see. Okay, so Monday used to be Jay's Fit Tips, will no longer be Jay's Fit Tips. We're going to be calling that What's the 411. Mama's about to drop a dime on you, okay? Because I'm going to be doing a 411 segment on the radio. So I figure I give y'all that on Monday. Then I give y'all a little story to tell like Biggie too. Just a little something, a little inspiration. But Tuesdays is where you're going to get an inspirational quote of the week. You know, so whatever quote that I find, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to whoever I find it from. If I do, you know, if I know who the person is. If not, I'm going to give y'all my piece on it. Okay? I'm going to give y'all my piece on it and see what y'all like about that. You know, so that's going to be on the Just a Touch of J app and the blog. Then we're going to do Making Love V's Kitchen on Wednesdays. Yeah, I got a lot of recipes, y'all. So I'm just be putting stuff out there in pieces for y'all, talking to y'all about, you know, different food things, stuff you might like, you like and want to incorporate in your diet. You know, healthy stuff, unhealthy stuff, you know, whatever. You know, it's Just a Touch of J, baby. That's going to be the Wednesday edition of Making Love V's Kitchen. Then we got Popping Podcast Thursdays, because you know my podcast, we pop like popcorn, baby. And I'm thinking I want to talk about the Love Doctor series. I don't know, y'all. I just been, you know, thinking about love, you know, lately. You know, love. This is Just a Touch of J, putting it out there in pieces for you. So that's Popping Podcast Thursdays. And then we got Jay's Healthy Fit Fridays, where I'm gonna show y'all little videos and things like that, and me working out and, you know, fit tips and things, how I'm progressing and stuff like that. And y'all gonna be able to do this stuff with me. And this is Just a Touch of J, all right? Any type of fitness, any type of health stuff, it's gonna be on Fridays, okay? Jay's Healthy Fit Fridays. And this is Just a Touch of J. That's what's gonna be coming on the Just a Touch of J app. Okay, so we were revamping it. You're going to be able to get videos and all type of stuff. Going to be interactive. It's going to be a little doper than what it is right now. So just work on making sure you're paying attention to all those pieces, baby. Now, look, let's talk about Just Touch J Cannabis Line. So, you know, I put out my first premiere, numero uno. Okay, Rolling Papers. Okay, I put them out there for y'all. Okay, and they still out there. Link trees and all the bios. You can purchase them. They dope. Slow burning smoothness. Okay, it's what they do for you. Okay, they help you get lifted. Okay, if that's what it is that you do, baby. You know, I created 4 strains. You know, so you'll be able to get that, you know, the legal way. And your shops or whatever, when you go ahead and you want to purchase it, you just say, I need Just a Touch of J, and they're going to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, but the papers are called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Touch of the J! Touch of the J! Touch of the J! Y'all like it when I do it like that.
Yeah, that's the song. I made a song out of it too. Y'all, because y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. Okay. And the song, I remade Drake's. Laugh now, cry later. Because, baby, once you hear that, you might laugh now, cry later, baby. Like I said, I gotta put that out there in pieces for you. But all you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. And that's what they call, all right? King Slim, right? Papers. Okay? Magnetic booklet. You know, like I said, slow burning smoothness, all right? Now, look, last thing I'm gonna talk about is Beat Break Radio. So I'm going to be on Beat Break Radio every top of the hour. Yeah, it'll be the 411 where I'm going to be giving y'all the entertainment segment. Okay, so y'all going to be able to check that out all week long. And this is Just a Touch of J. You also get the Just a Touch of J show, 12 a.m., where I'm going to be giving y'all that music and that love and all that stuff. That's why I said I think I want to talk about the Love Doctor series, you know, on Friday or Thursdays, Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. Yeah. But that's all I got for you. Those are all the pieces. Now, look. Now, mama got a word for y'all. I got a word for y'all. Yes. Mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes. Mama about to drop a dime on you. Yes. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Have y'all watched that on Netflix? Yeah. I just looked at it the other day. It was pretty hard, you know? I don't know, but you know, I'll put them pieces out there for you another time. So look, I wakes up this morning, I'm doing what it is that I do. I'm in the hotel, like, okay, you know, go ahead, let me go ahead, you know, and God dropped a dime on me. He was talking to me when I was asleep, you know, because I like to listen to the word. I put it on YouTube, and I like to just let it, you know, minister to me while I'm asleep. You know, especially now, because this is a time where I'm coming out of something and the enemy, you know, he'll like try to mess with you when you're trying to come out of something. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like the enemy just like on you. Like you feel like a weight on you sometimes when you trying to get your life in order. Yeah, well, this is Just a Touch of J. He be trying to do them pieces to me sometimes. So I put the word on. I sleep with my Bible open, you know, near my bed or something like that, you know. And I like to listen to it. Let it minister to me. So shout out to my people, Stephen Harper. He's so thorough. He's so wise. He's been checking on me, make sure I'm okay and all that type of stuff. So, you know, I had suggested to him, you know, let's just do a little Bible study or something like that or whatever. So what we do is sometimes we'll listen to, we'll watch church, you know, and he's out in Jersey and I'm out here. But the pastor of his church is the Family Church, New Jersey, right? That's what's called the Family Church, New Jersey. And it's on YouTube and all that. But his pastor was talking about no more drama, right? Today, no more drama, having a change of heart. And this is part two. Right? Exterminating ungodly anger. That's the whole shabam, the whole thing. So he's on there and he's talking about forgiveness. Oh my gosh. And God dropped a word on me. And I started thinking. And y'all know what happens when I start thinking. Oh my gosh. I said, I got to put a word out here for my God. Story to tell I bring it. I got to tell him this. So, I want to ask y'all this. Any of y'all out there struggling with forgiveness? Like, seriously. You know, because I struggle with that. Like, sometimes you think you forgive people, but you really don't. You really don't. Because it still bothers you. Because when you forgive them, it don't bother you. You know, you just like, whatever. You know? But when you're having an issue with forgiving them, it still bothers you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you literally thought that you forgave somebody and you was like, no, I'm cool. I don't even worry about it. And somebody bring up the name or something. You like, this mother. You ready to slice her. You ready to slice him. You know, they ain't even nowhere around. Just mess with your spirit. Every time the name is mentioned or something, just piss you off. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like struggling with forgiveness. Like struggling with forgiving your children. Because something crazy they done did. Your co-workers or your boss or your spouse or that ex or that baby daddy or that baby mama. You know, somebody out there, your cousin. Somebody. You know, I know all of us in some way, shape, or form has struggled with forgiveness. Now, some of us out here right now, y'all like, look, I don't have no problem with forgiving nobody. You know, I'm good. I'm out here living my best life of doing what it is that I do. But some of y'all out there, like, you know what? Y'all ready to get some people back for the things that they done did to you. Now, look, I used to be like that. Yeah, I used to be like, oh, I'm going to get you. You ain't going to never do me like that again. Oh, my gosh, child. You know what my mom used to always say? Because she knew the spirit was up in us. She used to always tell us this. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay. Don't you reward evil for evil. She would say, what did I tell you? And I'm talking about this lasts for years up into the 20s and the 30s till I finally got it. Because I was real big on that. Any of y'all out there, like when people hurt you, you want y'all to hurt them back? And sometimes you don't really just set off with trying to, that's not like your goal is to hurt them back. But when you feel the sting, you snap back. You understand what I'm saying? Like you, like somebody say something, you say something right back to them. You know, it's just that snap back. It's that rebuttal. It's that thing, you know, boom, boom, boom. You know, you somebody do something to you, you just automatically boom because you just used to somebody hurting you. Yeah, I had got used to people hurting me. Any of y'all out there going through that? Well, you just getting used to people hurting you. So, you know, it don't even bother you like that no more. You just be trying to get them back like, man, ain't nobody doing nothing to me. You know, you start not having a care in the world. Well, it has to do a lot with forgiveness. And when you have an issue with forgiveness, you have an issue with your heart. It's a heart issue. So God told me to tell you, it's a heart issue. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. Okay? Y'all know I'll be putting it out there in pieces for you, all right? God be dropping a dime on me and I'll just be spending it out there like, bam. But seriously, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That's why it's a heart issue. And then when you got this heart issue, oh man, you got issues with how you think. Yeah. So then you start thinking all messed up. You know, one thought can turn into negative thinking, and then negative thinking can turn into, you know, repetitious behavior. You always start thinking negative and things like that. And then you start having negative actions, and then you start having negative reactions. It's just a cycle starting from forgiveness. Well, this is what God's word says, right? Let me get to these pieces. Okay, so we can go ahead and skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. And y'all can go ahead and do what it is that you do for the day. But I got to share this with y'all, right? So what God's word says is Matthew 6:15. For if you forgive other people, okay? This is 6:14-15, okay? New International Version. That's where we at, NIV, all right? And 14 it says, for if you forgive another person, If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others in your sin, your Father will not forgive you for your sins. Woo, child. Y'all hear that? So you know, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. It's a heart issue, right? But if you're so busy, you know, looking at the things that people did to you, you're not realizing what you're doing. You're not forgiving. And God wants you to forgive. Okay, so your heart is okay. So it's good. So you can move on with your life. But when you don't forgive them, God don't forgive you. How would you feel if God didn't forgive you for the things that you did? If he holds you accountable for everything that you did, every little thing, every mistake. I don't care how bad it is. Because come on, y'all. Y'all know. Look, this is just a touch of J. I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend. We all lived together. Okay. Never had a threesome, nothing like that. But we all lived together. Yeah. And we used to be putting it out there in pieces. He watched me with her. She watched me with him. Come on, I'm trying to show you that God can use anybody. Yeah, my pieces was all messed up. But I desired threesomes. Yeah, I desired everything that was all in them pieces, baby. Sex toys, all type of stuff. Just a touch of J. And then when people would do me wrong, I would try to do them wrong. Yeah, because my heart was all messed up. You understand that? But I struggle with forgiveness and all of that. Major forgiveness. And some of y'all out there struggling in the forgiveness too. But when you forgive, God can use you like how he's using me to bless y'all with this message right now. I had to learn how to forgive people. Okay, now you say, how do you learn how to forgive people? Jay, you was out there, you was doing all them pieces, you was doing stuff. You know, you was out there shining on them because they hated it, baby. You was doing everything, right? How do you get past all that, right? So, in the Bible, right, in Matthew 18:21-22, New American Standard Version, we're talking about forgiveness again, right? Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how many times shall my brother sin against me and I still forgive him? Okay, with a question mark.
up to seven times. He said, you know, because, you know, seven was like the, you know, the biblical thing. You know, this is seven day, you know. So he thought, you know what, up to seven times, you know, like that's spiritual, you know. Jesus said unto him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. That means over and over and over and over again. So look, when I was out there living my best life, doing what it is that I do, baby. Oh my gosh, you know, this all type of stuff. Yeah, wilding out. You know, like I said, boyfriend and girlfriend in the same house together. You know, he was watching me with her and I was watching her. You know, we was doing all this stuff. And, you know, yeah, I was doing all type of stuff, yo, all type of trickery. Tricks of the trade, trade. God forgave me. 70 times 7. And y'all was out there doing some stuff too. Some of you guys out there was out here doing these tricks with these tricks. And these tricks of the trade. You had a couple girlfriends. You hurt some people. Mm-hmm. God forgave you, right? But then soon one of them come along, they play with your heart. Oh my gosh, you can't forgive them. Or, you know, ladies, you out here living your best life. Like, yeah, I got this one and I got that one. And this one, go ahead, he take me here. This one be flying me here, you know, and all that. You living your best life. You doing what it is that you do, baby. Huh? Yeah. And then one of them hurt your heart. And then you don't like men no more. Now you like women. But God forgives you. And it's just a touch of J. Or, you know, you just don't like people no more, period. You know, you just hate all guys. All guys are the same. I hate them. I can't stand them. They all like this. They all like that. Maybe it's the fact that you are the way that you are because you have an issue with your heart. As a man thinketh, a woman thinketh in the heart, so is he. You know, look, so, you know, this is just such a, I'm putting it out there in peace for you. Or perhaps, you know, it's something like family hurt or church hurt. Ooh, child, we don't want to get to the church hurt. You know, you was at a church, you know, you was doing what it is that you do. You know, you love church. You know, you're like, yeah, I'm doing what I gotta do. Or your religion, a preference. Then all of a sudden, you don't like something that's going down. So now you like, you know what, forget God. And you mad at God because the church hurt. A heart issue. It's another heart issue with forgiveness. You know, or family. You know, my cousin had said this to me, so you know, now I ain't going to that family reunion. You mad at the whole family now because of the cousin. And now you ain't talking to your mom or your father no more because something that your sister, your brother done did. You know, all type of pieces. Unforgiveness. But God forgives you for all your trickery and all your stuff that you do. 70 times 7. And he tells you to make sure you do them pieces to everybody else. This is just a touch of J. Any of y'all out there going through that? Because I know you out there going through it. You got a problem. You got an issue. Because God wouldn't have told me to go ahead and put it out there in pieces for you like this. He wouldn't have said you got to drop a dime on him. You got to tell him. He said you got a story to tell like Biggie. You won't have to tell him this. I said, okay, let me talk about forgiveness. So this is what else he says, right? Let me go ahead and get to these pieces real quick. Okay. Now, when you got an issue with that, there's a metaphor that's out here, right? Basically, it's like when you got a plank in your eye, okay, but you too busy trying to look at the plank that's in everybody else's eyes, you shouldn't criticize people because you got something in your own eye. You know, you got issues too, okay? And what Jesus basically said is that before you go ahead, you know, and start talking about somebody else's plank, make sure you check your own self. You got to check yourself or you wreck yourself. Okay, for real. I mean, because look, man, he had all them disciples with him. They was off the hook. Peter was cutting off people's ears like, child, like, no. You know, you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't messing with my man Jesus, you know. And then, you know, let's not talk about how Judas betrayed him with a kiss. I just talked to y'all about that in relationships, okay? He betrayed him with a kiss. He sold him out for a couple dollars, and that was supposed to be his right hand. Oh, my man now. You know, that's supposed to be his right hand man. Shout out to you, Drake, if you listening, because you never know who listening to you, baby. It's just such a, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for him. Okay? Like, seriously, though. You can't be out here trying to judge other people when you know you ain't even straight yourself. Now, look, this is just a touch of day. I swear I'm just telling myself this as I'm telling y'all. Okay, I'm telling y'all the same way I'm telling myself. Okay, I have been hurt to like, child, I was in the bed 6 months one time, just messed up. Like, how the heck I can't get past this hurt? You know? But thank God, God helped me with them pieces. And sometimes we just take it the wrong way. I had to realize, wait a minute, you was out here hurting people too. Come on now.
How I'm gonna look at somebody else and I can't even look at myself? I gotta check myself out, wreck myself. Come on now, get yourself together. Some of y'all out there, y'all falling apart because people done hurt y'all. Y'all messing up other people. You're doing all this stuff because forgiveness. You don't know how to forgive. The heart is all messed up. As a man, woman, think it's been his heart. So is he, right? Okay, it's a heart issue. Told you that. And you got to watch those pieces. Okay? So this is one of the last points that I'm going to put out there. Matthew 7:3-5, right? New International Version, okay? Basically the same thing. You're looking at the speck of the eye in somebody else's eye, not realizing you got the same in yours. But do you know that you're a hypocrite when you do that? Huh? You're a hypocrite. So that basically means we all hypocrites in some type of way. But God loves us, right? And this is what this message was about. This message today that I watched, no more drama. Having a change heart part. Having a change of heart part. Yeah, too. Exterminating ungodly anger. All right? That's what it was about. I want to tell you that it turns into anger. Okay? So what happens is you harbor this anger when you don't forgive. And it holds you captive. And then that's how you remain angry. Because see, while you out here and you trying to get them back and you trying to be upset, you angry. So you're held in the captivity of your own anger. They're going on with their life, living their best life, doing what it is that you do, but you angry. And you're captive in your own bondage. Because you can't forgive others the way that God forgave you. Right? And then what happens is you start getting this victim mentality. Man, the only reason why I did them like that is because they did me like this. Or another shorty did me like that. Or another guy did me like that. You know, and I ain't let nobody hurt me. So now you know you got an excuse for your vengeance. Taking things into your own hands. I'm hurting everybody to hurt me or whatever. Now you got an excuse because you're harboring anger. You're angry and you got a heart issue. Right? So your response to others is going to show that. Now you're going to start responding all crazy to people. Anybody out there going through that? Like, seriously, you ever meet somebody and they real cool and everything? Then all of a sudden something happened and they start responding all crazy. You're like, wait a minute, hold on. They like night and day. No, it was like a trigger. Something triggered because, see, something triggered them, but their heart was already messed up on the inside. So that trauma, that trigger, because they was damaged, because they have unforgiveness issues, now it's coming out. And what the pastor did was from the family church in New Jersey, he basically compared it to roaches. Any of y'all out there, y'all had roaches before? You know, he said basically that when you hit the light and the light come on, you know, because light disturbs the darkness. All right, it's just a touch of Jay. And you turn the light on, you know, the roaches, they scatter. Right? He said, but sometimes, you know, if there ain't nowhere else for them to go, they still there. If you got like an infestation. So that's what happens sometimes. You got an infestation of anger and hurt, turmoil, unforgiveness, pain, right? Sometimes even when God tries to turn the light on and shine it like bright like a diamond, you just don't get nothing out of it. You're still there. You're still angry because you have an issue with forgiveness. I'm sorry, y'all. This is just a touch of jet. Y'all already know what happens when it's a thorough podcast. I always get interrupted, you know, because the enemy don't want me to give y'all them pieces. And it's Sunday. Okay. Chill, try to drop a dime on you, give you God's word. He like, no, got disturbed. But anyway, look, back to those pieces. I don't even know where I left off at, but you get all messed up in them because your heart ain't straight. That's basically what I want to tell you. Your heart ain't straight. You're all jacked up in your pieces, okay? You got issues because you're damaged. And we was talking about the roaches and how it's still there, the problem's still there, how they didn't scatter. Because they had nowhere else to go. Your heart is so damaged. It's so broken. It's so messed up. Because you got issues with forgiveness. That's why everybody else could see the issue. Everybody starts to see the issue. Like, if you got an infestation with roaches, you know, you can't hide them. They there. Okay? They there. And what happens is, you know, when you got this infestation of stuff that's going on inside your heart, because you struggle with issues of forgiveness, right? It affects your faith. Okay? Because now you start thinking stuff like, you know, man, look, I can't believe in nobody. If it's a relationship, you know, somebody that you was close to, you don't even got faith for that. It messes with your self-esteem. Yeah. You start figuring out how, you know, like, daggone, is it me? You know, like, dang, ain't nobody going like me. You know, I've been there and I've done that. It messed with my faith and my self-esteem. My joy. Oh, my joy was taken away. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, your joy's messed up and then it messed with your pride. Yeah. Both ways. The good way and the bad way. You can get too cocky and too puffed up. Or you could be so prideful that you're just like, you know, you're down with the pride. Okay? Because you got lost when somebody hurt you. You don't even believe in your own self no more. Look, but the kicker to all this is, all of this stuff, it destroys you. Okay? When you don't know how to forgive. That's why I'm on here and I'm talking to y'all about forgiveness. God forgave me for everything that I did. He's going to forgive you for everything that you did if you're walking according to his purpose and you ask for it. You do what it is that you got to do. He forgets it. That's what you got to do with other people. Okay? Because if not, it's going to destroy you. You're going to harbor this anger. You know, because you're going to be captive in unforgiveness. It's going to mess with your heart as a man thinketh in his heart so is he. That's going to mess with your thinking. Okay? And you don't want to have stinking thinking. Shout out to you, Joyce Myers. That's her thing, stinking thinking. You know, but it damages you. It really, really does damage you. Mess with your faith, like I say, your self-esteem, your joy, your pride, all of this stuff. And then it starts to destroy you. And then you play the victim. Oh, gosh. You get that victim mentality. And then you can mess around and destroy, you know, a lot of other people and mess them up. So you have to work on forgiveness. That's what I wanted to talk to y'all about today. I was just trying to put all that out there in pieces. Got a little distracted. Got a little disturbance. But I brought it together for y'all. Y'all got it. Watch it. This is the first Sunday word. Man, God told me to call it like Sunday word. Word up on Sunday. Something. I don't know what we're going to call it. But I'm going to put it out there in pieces for you. You're going to figure it out. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to dissect whatever little message that I heard. And I'm going to put it out there in peace for you on Sunday so y'all can get some biblical knowledge. Then we're going to have a pray with y'all. And then y'all can go ahead with y'all pieces. Yeah, because somebody needs this. You need to understand that forgiveness is not for, how can I say this? It's not for the pleasure of you. It's for the pleasure of God. Okay, that's what God's telling me to tell you. Because when he sees that you can sacrifice and forgive others, then he knows that he can trust you when he forgives you. You know, he doesn't want you to have a messed up heart. He doesn't want you to be all broken. And you might be like, Jay, but daggone, man, what they did to me. Child, listen. What did you do to other people? You're not a saint. I'm not a saint. We all have issues. The hurt that you might feel that someone else did to you, you might have hurt them far worse and you don't even realize it. Because people don't tell you when you hurt them and they hurt. You know, they try to be like, no, you know, I'm good. I'm okay. You know, everything's okay. Nothing bothers me. You know, but sometimes things bother them because of past traumas and things that they have going on with themselves, all of their pieces. So everybody hurts everybody. That's what I'm saying. But you gotta forgive. Okay, you have to, because it's just going to destroy you when you don't. Okay, so this is just a touch day. I gave you all a little something. Just forgiveness. If you out there and you're struggling, you're going through something, I know you are. Forgiving, just remember, yo, is a man thinking from the start so is he? So if you're struggling with forgiveness, you're going to have a problem with that. It's going to be anger. It's going to infest you like roaches infest the house. Okay, and it's going to multiply and multiply and multiply into other things. It's going to destroy your faith, your hope, everything that you have going on. Then you will become the victim. And it's just going to fester like a sore and run. And it's not going to be good. And all I'm trying to do, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Just put it out there in pieces for you to say, listen, God forgave me and all of the crazy stuff that I was out there doing. I was hurting people. I was lost. Because sometimes we just be lost. We be broken. And we don't know. Right? We don't know. We don't know what we're doing. We out here, we trying to find ourselves. You know? But you got to forgive. Because God forgives you. Please don't hold other people in their bondage and their brokenness. Nobody is perfect. Don't do that. Don't. And it's not. And if they don't care about you forgiving them, it's okay. You know, keep on going on with your life. That, you know, like, look, you got to do what it is that you got to do. But forgive others, please. Because God forgives us every day. And he uses us. Look at how he's using me. And all my brokenness and everything that I had got going on. He got me out here shining bright like a diamond. Okay, doing what it is that I do, baby. Blessing my life so I can go ahead and give you all this good word. We all the same out here. We all got issues. Just work on them. This is what I want you to do. This Sunday, this is what God says. You got to work on something for the week. Okay, I guess every Sunday it's going to be what you got to work on for the week. Okay, this week, work on forgiveness. Get a list of people that you, and be honest, man. And write it down, the people that you have an issue with. Forgiving. And write down, God, please take the spirit of forgiveness out of me for such and such. Okay? Because you have forgiven me, so I want to forgive them. And ask God to help you with it every day. And that's it. And keep it pushing. Don't be held in your own captivity. Please don't. Because really, it's just all, you just all jacked up yourself. Everybody else going on with their life. And it's just a touch of it, baby. I just had to put that out there pieces for you. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Y'all want me to go ahead and give you that Barry White, Janet Jackson voice? Because mama's feeling good. I'm feeling really good. God's burning me up out of this thing. You know, every day is a challenge. I had sharp stabbing headache pains yesterday. Sometimes my body is cold. I got a little headache today. Not major. You know, but it used to be worse. And things get better. That's how it gets when you forget people. All right? So look, I'm going to do it like this. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there pieces for you. So look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm about to end this thing? Huh? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't telling wise. Please don't. If you out here struggling with forgiveness, somebody making you feel like you ain't thorough wise because you harboring anger and dismay and hurt and trying to hurt people and they hurt you and all that other crazy stuff. One word them through a text message, not speaking to them, sleeping in the other room, hating your family, all that crazy stuff. And then I tell you, don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough wise. And you definitely making yourself feel like you ain't thorough wise when you harbor all that hurt and that anger. Because it messes with your self-esteem and all that stuff. And you start thinking you ain't the ish. And you are. Okay? Remember that. And to the second thing that I tell y'all. Shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. And if you out here forgiving, you will be able to shine like me. Bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Yana girl, you listening. Because you never know who listens to you. She's shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. I'm shining bright like a diamond. Look, my legs are all stiff and everything, but I'm shining bright like a diamond. Yeah, because when, you know, you got this stuff going on, your joints and stuff get all stiff and you be jacked up, baby. And it's just a touch of jack. But I'm still putting it out there in pieces for you because I know how to forgive. And it has set me free. Forgiveness sets you free. Okay, now we're going to skate on over to the last thing that I tell y'all. Because when you set free in forgiveness, what do? You spread love. Man, because it's the Brooklyn way and this is just a touch of J. I'll be trying to put this out there in pieces for y'all, I swear. Sometimes I get, you know, a little disrupted and stuff like that, you know. But look, get a little disturbance. But I don't care about none of that. I don't edit none of that. I don't try to make it perfect. No, nothing. This is just me. I'm spreading love. When you don't have a problem with forgiveness, you don't have a problem with spreading love. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand? When you can't give love, you got an issue. You got an issue. You're angry. Forgiveness. And that's what the pastor was talking about today. Make sure y'all check out that message. Exterminating ungodly anger. No more drama. Having a change of heart. That's part two. And like I told you, it's the Family Church in New Jersey. Check it out on YouTube. Man, he be on there giving you all that business. It's a really good message. Today was good. You got to let that go. You got to spread love. Like I said, the world needs love. That's all I know from that song. That's it. I know nothing else. And this is just a touch of J. Quick recap. Okay? I just gave it to you. Forgive. That's it. Because God forgives you. 70 times 7. Somebody do you wrong, you're supposed to forgive them. If they ask for forgiveness, forgive them. You know what else says in Romans 12? Because in doing so, you'll reap coals of fire upon their head. You kill them with kindness. Don't look at the world differently. Don't look at situations differently when you forgive them. When they hurt you and you're like, you know what? You forgive them because you know nobody's perfect. They'll start to see like, daggone, people do forgive. Everybody's not like this out here. And it'll help them change and learn how to forgive too. This is just a touch of J, baby. Okay. That's why God allowed me to put it out there in peace for you. All right, so look, I love my babies. And thanks for listening to 21 Days of Podcast. And that was so dope. I thought I was going to come to y'all with some more, but you know, God was like, no, I got you. We're going to do some other things for him. Okay? So stay tuned. Okay? Please stay tuned. So what I got going on? Listen to the songs. They up next. New song coming. By my name. Y'all going to love that. Ronnie, what they call me. Y'all know me as just a touch of the jet. Gonna kill you when I spell my name J-I-L-L-I-A-N-N-E. Ronnie is what they call me. Yes, y'all know me as just such a jack. That thing gonna be so thorough and wise. Okay, so look, I'm up out of here, right? Okay, I love y'all, and I'll be back, right, when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all out there shining bright like a diamond, man. And forgive. I don't got some time to be holding no grudges. None. Alright? Release yourself from that anger. I love you. Bye. Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I like putting things out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, mama got a new series and I got to drop a dime on you. Yes. Mama got to drop a dime on you. Yes. So look, the new series comes on Sundays and it's called This Sunday's Word. Yeah. This Sunday's word. It's where I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop a dime on y'all. I'm going to give y'all the word of the week. Okay? And each week we're going to have a different topic. It's going to be a different word. So this is just a touch of J, baby. Make sure y'all check out these pieces. They are up next. All right? I love my babies. Bye-bye. 'll hear that. This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Ladies, your hair. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of JP.
Come on.
All you need is just a touch of J. Baby, like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it. We all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
Y'all like it when I do it like that. Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love Beast Kitchen. Food thing. Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby. And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
Ladies, all he needs is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app, y'all. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
She y'all go over to Make 11 Beats Kitchen.
Going over to Make 11 Beats Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She's got brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put a put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces. Tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Make a Love and Beats kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all this is just such a J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this up in pieces for y'all.
Significant others.
Yeah.
Y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Make a Love in this kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste.
Y'all hear that?